feature this year of the Elvis Show. Did you know?
No.
When did you know the lengths that Elvis would go to get pills? I know this was just alluded to in our bumper there.
He'd dig a quarter-sized hole into his foot.
Did you know that one time he dug a hole in his foot under the guise of taking out an ingrown toenail? Did you know that Elvis was known to mutilate himself?
Self-mutilation, yeah.
He had a hole in his hand that he would pick at. It started out as a small injury, but by the time he was done, you could pass a quarter through it.
Oh, man. Wow. Like clean through his whole hand.
Clean through his hand.
My God.
Mike?
Yes?
Did you know that Elvis's homes had two-way mirrors so he could spy on guys making out with their girlfriends?
I did know that.
Did you know that Elvis's favorite fruit was a pound of bacon and six egg omelets?
His favorite fruit?
Food, I'm sorry.
Food.
Did you know that Elvis slept in bed with his mom until age
30?
13.
Ah, okay.
Wow. Did you know that Elvis had nightmares from when he was 5 until when he died?
I didn't know that.
Oh, man. Oh.
Did you know, as much as Elvis loved Lisa?
That's Elvis waking up from a nightmare.
Okay, man, with a...
That's a little Hank Hilly almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Elvis is an angel.
Bobby, I ought to get something good for this.
Did you know, as much as Elvis loved Lisa Marie, he didn't like to share the attention. Elvis would say, "Now Daddy's talking, Lisa. You go outside and play." He never wanted her to upstage him.
Wow. Yeah, that's the way I feel about my daughters.
Did you know that in 1974, when Elvis was eating breakfast, he turned on the TV and saw...
Robert Goulet.
Robert Goulet. He had never forgotten the letter that Robert Goulet had written him in Germany, trying to fool Elvis into believing that he was having sex with a needle wood. So Elvis put down his knife and fork, pulled out his .22, and blew the TV away.
And then said, "My boy, my boy."
Did you know that Elvis said he'd be damned if his daughter would ever marry a black man?
I'd be damned.
He gave blacks all the credit in the world when it came to music, but he thought there should be no mingling of the races when it came to love and marriage.
Who'd have thunk he was a bigot?
We've heard that on a previous show, haven't we?
Absolutely.
Did you know that Elvis never slept with Priscilla once she became a mother?
Man, I can't have her anymore.
Do you know when Priscilla was 7 months pregnant, Elvis told her he wanted a trial separation because he panicked about being a father?
I can't handle it, man. I can't handle it. It's making my nightmares come back.
What? Did you know? I know you know this one. Did you know when Elvis began to have trouble controlling his bladder and bowels?
When he was 30?
When he was 28.
28, okay, I was close.
One member of his group would have to check Elvis's bed before they left the hotel. It would always be very embarrassing if it got out that Elvis had taken a BM in his hotel bed.
My God. Get over here, Ren, I made a BM. Elvis made a nasty BM in his bed.
Did you know in the mid-70s, Elvis started taking a synthetic heroin?
Really?
Elvis would take it with a needle or by pill. Did you know Elvis wouldn't inject it himself because that's what junkies did?
Right.
So you have one of the members of the group shoot it into his hip.
Hey, come on, man. Come on in here and pretend you're my doctor and inject me with my synthetic heroin. Otherwise, I'll wake up in the middle of the night again.
What happens? Did you know that in 1975, Elvis's doctor prescribed 1,296 amphetamines?
Oh, God.
1,891 sedatives. And 910 narcotics.
That Dr. Nick, he cared.
Did you know in 1976 the number was up to 2,372 amphetamines?
I want more, man. I want more.
2,680 sedatives.
What holes do I have to dig in my body?
And 1,059 narcotics. And did you know in 1977, which is not a full year since he died on August 16th, up to that point, he had prescribed 1,790 amphetamines, 4,996 sedatives.
Wow.
And 2,019 narcotics.
So he doubled the amount of sedatives. That's why Elvis was so mellow.
That's right, man.
Hey, man.
I'm so mellow.
Hey.
I'm so gay.
I want some more painkillers, man.